BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. We've got Innuendo Bingo with comedian Sean Walsh. Woo, it got wet. Dev's on Real or No Real, and one of our listeners has found something that he thinks will quite annoy me.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio
1.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Mills.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober, Mills.
Feeling better?
Yeah, I feel all right now, yeah. Passing thing, all fine.
Okay, good. So, we are back on, I was going to say, firing on all cylinders. And we are on till 4 o'clock this afternoon, and a bit of innuendo bingo coming up with Sean Walsh.
Yes.
And he's on that show that you do on E4 called Virtually Famous.
So I feel awkward talking about it. Because
I don't want to mention it, but
I don't know, it feels awkward.
I'm very proud of you for doing that, you know.
Yeah, I know you're proud, and I feel bad that you feel that you've got to say that every time.
Why? Why? You're a team captain.
Like, I also find it awkward, the idea of Sean Walsh being here, because...
Why?
I don't know. You know where, like, friends cross over in real life? I know you're not a fan of that. I remember once you had a surprise party for your birthday, and you walked into the room, and you weren't sure. It stresses you out, that situation,
it's
doesn't
a
it?
Weird mix of friends. And what you're saying is your everyday friends that you work with here... You don't want them to really cross over with your TV friends.
I don't really want them to meet. Yes, that's exactly what's going on. So I'm not sure how I feel about Sean Walsh playing Innuendo Bingo, because I have good fun with him doing Virtually Famous. That's good fun.
Right.
But I'm not sure I really want you two to cross over on that front as well.
To and be honest,
strange,
I think you're really worrying about this too much. I'm actually looking forward to it.
And it stressed me out because you went on the last series of Virtually Famous. You came on that on that show, and you're on Sean's team.
Yes.
And I don't know, it just
we get on very well.
There was an odd balance of things going on at all times.
It's all in your head, mate.
Is it?
Yes. It's going to be fine.
All right.
He's a very funny man. Sean Walsh is going to be here at 1:45 today playing Innuendo Bingo. Get him wet, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because he's on the TV show, on E4, he's basically against you. And I've seen some of the things he says about you.
Mm. He's horrendous to me.
Horrendous.
Some of the stuff. And this is it. I feel like he's in our home now. Do you know what I mean? I feel the rules change.
On our territory.
It's like, right, I will soak him. And he's got that long, scraggy hair, which will be perfect for this game.
You need to annihilate him today for all that. Think about all those things he said to you, Chris, in the past.
I know.
Think about it.
And all those things he's done.
Think about it. Get yourself riled up.
I'm well up for it.
You've got half an hour. Some people actually agreeing with you about the mixing friends thing. Patrick's been on saying, Chris is right, I had a friend from boarding school visit my home last year and saw one of my home friends. It was just weird.
Mm.
Just mixing up. I mean, you're right, when I stepped into that room, I was like, oh, loads of different friends from lots of different... Because you have friend groups.
It panicked you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
You can see it on my face. It's like, oh no, they don't know each other. And there's another group of friends. They don't know each other
either.
And
he knows stuff that person obviously
shouldn't
know.
No, it wasn't that. Coming up, Purity Ring... And also The Weeknd on BBC Radio 1. Sounding quite feminine today, Chris.
I'm not myself when I'm hungry. You know, that's kind of how it feels.
I know you weren't here yesterday. Did you hear any of the show?
Not really, no.
There's a girl that has been studying this show for her A-levels. And, I mean, you need to listen back to it because she gave an on-air critique of everything we do.
No way.
That I have never heard the likes of before.
No.
Apparently you say, you put particular emphasis on some words. Like, this girl has a boyfriend. You'll do things like that. And the language of our show, especially from you, is extremely feminine.
No way. I don't understand that.
Listen back to it. It was on yesterday's podcast. And she's gone through absolutely all the words we use.
Is she right?
Yes. All the phrases that we use, all the different kind of English language and catchphrases and little kind of intricate words and phrases that we use only on this show.
Mm.
And she's 100% right. But she's saying that we do need to butch it up a bit.
I was going
to
say, so shall we get rid of the yass thing?
Yeah, maybe she said that was masculine. She said that was masculine.
No, it's
I know. That's what I said. Listen back to it. It's on yesterday's podcast. Scott from Blackburn says, get Chris to listen back to the start of the show. You have to make Chris listen back to the first line he said after you told him he overemphasizes words. You went, I don't understand that.
So, are we learning from any lessons? Like, how am I meant to talk?
I don't know.
Now you've got me really paranoid.
I think maybe just talk like this, really monotone, so that you don't overemphasize
anything. I'm just going to try and keep it all on one level.
That's right. That's right. That's what she said. No, I quite like it when you overemphasize things.
But I didn't realize I was overemphasizing.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I know this is what the show taught us yesterday, and that we're very feminine. Who knew?
BBC Radio 1.
I thought that would annoy you a bit, actually.
It does.
Butch it up a bit, love. Like, I don't know what we can do. Like, talk about beer and football a bit more.
Now I'm aware of it, there'll be radical changes before 4.
Excellent, okay. Sean Walsh is coming on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. It's that time of year. Loads of people texting in today and tweeting saying that they have got Radio 1 on while revising. I don't know if you had a look yet, but BBC Bite Size and Radio 1 are just helping you focus a bit and revise and prepare for your exams this year. We know you'll be learning what to revise at school or college or uni, but how to revise sometimes isn't that easy because everyone does it in kind of different ways. Everyone's got different methods. So if you have a look, we've got animated videos, which are quite funny, from Greg James, Charlie Sloth, Clara Amfo, and Mr. Jam on our website, and they're just little cute animation characters. Even the Charlie Sloth one, pretty cute. And it teaches you how to improve your memory, stop kind of cramming all the time, and also helps you beat exam stress to make sure you are revision ready. Or this week, Grimmy is finding out what type of learner he is on The Breakfast Show. A sick one. Alice Levine is updating your revision playlist on Playlister, on BBC Playlister, and also you can listen back to Wednesday night's surgery special on revision with Aled and Dr. Rada on the iPlayer radio app as well. To watch all these videos I'm talking about and get loads of good revision ideas and tips, head to the Radio 1 homepage and click on revision. Your next revision break should be in about 15 minutes. Down tools. Maybe use the computer to watch Innuendo Bingo instead of revising. So 15 minutes, Sean Walsh is going to be on Innuendo Bingo. Have a 10-minute break and watch it on your phone, computer, laptop or tablet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, Sean Walsh.
Hello, mate.
Well, I said hello to teacher then. Good afternoon, Mrs.
Mrs. Walsh.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Chris is a bit stressed because he doesn't like his different circles of friends mixing together.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's a weird one.
That's
isn't
horrible.
It?
When you bump into someone. No, the worst is when you bump into someone and then someone else from a different friendship group bumps into you at the same time.
Ah,
kill
awful.
Me. Yeah.
But I've met you before. We know each other.
Yeah,
so
this is fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
And you've been on Sean's team. It's just weird Sean Walsh being in here playing Innuendo Bingo, which is like our thing.
All right.
You know, like Radio 1 thing. And I don't know. It's just
I think you're making much
weird.
More of this than you need to.
It's quite weird. I'm with you and you know what you're doing, Chris.
That's true.
Because on the Virtue Fever, you don't know what you're doing.
No. No, Mills,
usually you're covered in goo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the kind of the whipping boy a little bit.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, literally everywhere. So the new series of Virtually Famous, if you've not seen it before, is hosted by Kevin McHale off of Glee. And Sean is one of the team captains. And Chris is one of the team captains.
Mm.
So bearing in mind all the terrible things that Sean has said and done to you, Chris, you could make it very, very wet for him today.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got to bought a T-shirt.
You bought one?
To change it. I had to be off because I forgot. So I went and bought... Is that Flash?
Yeah, it's quite a Flash.
Is that Flash?
It's quite
have I got blinked?
It's quite a Flash shop. To buy an emergency T-shirt from.
Well, I'm going to wear it again.
Okay,
I'm going to wear it,
I mean, you're aware of how wet you get on this show. One shirt from that fashionable store there won't suffice,
probably.
Oh,
no, because I've only listened, so I don't actually know.
No, you see, that's a big error to make.
The problem is the pant area. Because it seeps right through.
Okay, well,
so
it's just gonna. These jeans are quite tight as well, today, because these are washed.
What are you?
They get tighter, don't they, when you wash them?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Is that normal? Sorry, I've got to check. Wait, hang on. I just said that as if that was correct.
What?
Is that correct?
They go tighter when you wash them.
Yeah, and then they loosen up a bit throughout the day.
True.
Right, good.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're up to.
Do you think that was just you for a minute?
I was just worried. It was one of those things where you said something and you go, oh no, am I the only one that thinks that?
No, but that's what's going to happen is then when they get really wet, they're going to start tightening again. And that's something you should be very worried about.
Okay. What are you doing after this?
What, after this?
Yeah. I'm just worried about the pants thing.
I'm getting on a tube.
Oh, okay.
Clearly getting on a tube soaking wet.
Yeah.
Back to Shepherd's Bush.
I'm loving that I noticed this today, you've changed your Twitter name to Miss You Zane.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. It's still that, yeah.
Do you still miss him?
I think about it every morning. It's just making every journey difficult.
I got an amazing amount of stress today because I put a TBT, Throwback Thursday, on Instagram of me and the boys in 2011. And there's people going, no, it's too soon. Stop it. Because Zane is obviously in the picture.
Oh.
Like, I'm sobbing here. It's like, it's just a picture.
Were you ever upset of someone splitting up? Have you, Blink-182 split up again and it genuinely ruined my day?
Don't upset you.
Genuinely upset me. I mean, that just means no more albums. That's a big part of an important part of my life. Gone. Mm. I don't want to bring the show down. Is it too dark?
No, it's fine.
But the Zayn Malik thing is you being a little bit sarcastic.
Oh, okay, yes,
it is.
Make that very clear. Oh, yes, he can walk past me in the street. I have no idea who he is. Seriously, I don't know. But, yeah, no, I couldn't care less. Sorry.
No, it's good. Now, what I worry about when actual funny comedians come on and play Innuendo Bingo is that they will be immune to the clips that we are playing, because they are funny. But comedians takes a lot to make them laugh.
Okay. So what have they done in the past?
I mean, it's just mild innuendo.
You can still get involved. When Will Ferrell played this game, it was a little bit tricky because... You know, we weren't sure if... Because his whole thing is he's very good at not laughing, you know. Mm. He does a lot of funny stuff.
That's
but he's
true.
Very good at not laughing whilst he does these scenes. But he's still got involved. I mean, he's still spat.
Mm. So even what I'm saying is, even if you don't find it hilarious, which is very possible...
Spit on Chris.
Just get him, yeah.
Just, this is brilliant.
I know.
I love that I've been brought in to spit on you.
That's basically it. I mean, well, obviously, we've done our job. We've said that Virtually Famous is on E4 on Monday night.
Yes. Yeah.
And now let's just let the games begin.
Now let's get wet.
Right, Lethal Bizzle and Fester Skank...
Is that what you're saying? No, let's get wet.
It's not a catchphrase.
Yeah. You should carry that on. That should be a new thing.
Yeah. At the moment, it goes witness the wetness, but we can change it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
We're going to play Fester Skank, which I know is one of your favourites.
Oh, big fan
of Lethal Bizzle.
I'm
here. Yes. And then we'll put you in position for Innuendo Bingo. You can watch this and use it as your revision break if you are revising at the moment in 3 minutes.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. That was Lethal Bizzle. Sean Morse just said, I've always wanted to know what that is. And that is him. It's a him.
Very good.
That was Fester Skank on BBC Radio 1. The cameras are going on right now. If you want to see Sean Morse and Chris play Innuendo Bingo, head to the Radio 1 website. On your laptop, on your computer, on your phone. Saul has been on saying, this is the first time I'm watching Innuendo Bingo ever today and I'm very excited. Be excited.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Nothing to worry about, Sean. Just the water being a bit cold. Don't swear and aim at his face.
Is it shorts? He's actually wearing swimming trunks.
I know. He's got like a spare supply of clothes under his work desk, which he just wears for this because it gets pretty wet down there.
I've got the pants that have probably dried out from Tuesday if yours get too
gross.
Wet.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
What, the ones that have been... Oh, that's disgusting.
Why?
Well, because they haven't been in the wash. They've just dried out from the last game. That's horrible. You're such a boy.
That's fine.
Okay, right. So if you do need them, Sean, let us know at the end. Okay, so Sean Morse is playing Innuendo Bingo. Let us know what's going on. If you're watching for the first time today... I hope he finds these funny.
Remember what I said about the rules, Sean, okay?
Yes.
It will be cold.
Oh, I've got gas.
Don't do that.
No.
Oh, no, not at the same time.
No.
That could be a problem. Right. We start on the Classic Car Show on Channel 5.
Ready?
I'm just...
Just fill your cheeks.
Whoa. That's not happened before.
Is that allowed?
What's happened?
He's just poured a cup of water over his
myself.
Own head.
I've warmed up.
He's done what you... You know when you go to the swimming pool and you just have to get right involved at some point?
That's what he's just done.
And I've just realised my jeans are soaking wet.
Yeah, but it won't be as much of a shock now when he hits you first time.
We're starting on the Classic Car Show on Channel 5. Quentin Wilson lets us know how he entices people to buy his second-hand cars.
This is a December 59. Austin, I bought this on eBay, yes, really, for £2,700. Restored it, but since I have been beating off groups of buyers waving checkbooks.
Everything's fine, see? Just a little one to get you started there. I didn't know whether you were going to go or not.
But since I have been beating off groups of buyers...
Kat emailed me that one. Thanks, Kat. And now a recent one I think that Sean will enjoy. We're going over to BBC Radio 4, and they're discussing the works of art that get displayed on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square. One work in particular has really divided opinion. And I'm not surprised.
Some people would argue that the sort of art that has been there on that plinth, for instance, is exactly the sort of thing that alienates audiences, that baffles people, that makes people think, why are we spending money on... Currently, Katharina Fritsch, the artist, has a giant blue cock standing on there.
Oh, God! That's... So, pouring the water over my head did not prepare me for that.
Currently, Katharina Fritsch, the artist, has a giant blue cock standing on
there. What is this?
A lot to take in, that giant blue cockerel there in Trafalgar Square.
Play the game, Sean.
Sean, make sure you get him back, please. Because that was, I mean, that was a low blow. Chris, you soaked him there. Now over to... I know, I'm sorry. It's still a shock, obviously.
No, my nose is blocked, so I can't breathe from my nose. I've just dribbled water all down myself.
It's like you've been to the dentist.
Yes, yes, yes.
Over to the One Show now on Tuesday night, and Sir Bruce Forsyth was their guest. All-time lower outside. Hi. And Brucey's entrance onto the show has reminded him of an old story from Brucey's showbiz past.
Well, that reminded me of a show I did once with the girls all in with their tights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With their legs apart like that, and I came right through the middle of them. Very, very simple.
Brucey there with some tales from the past. Still got it. After all these years.
That wasn't an innuendo. That was just him telling you what happened.
He knows how to make an entrance.
Their legs apart like that, and I came right through the middle of them.
Oh, my word.
Very, very similar.
Right.
I love Brucey. Thank you, Sophie in Liverpool, for spotting that one. Let's go back to Radio 4 now for an episode of The Archers. Adam seems to have interrupted Tim at just the wrong time.
Morning.
Morning, Adam. I'm sorry, I didn't realise you had a big job on.
Oh, don't worry. You came just at the right time.
I keep forgetting it's going to happen to me. It's like, I'm concentrating on the innuendo, like, and then you spit on me.
Constant fire. Andrew heard that one and enjoyed it.
Morning.
Morning, Adam. I'm sorry, I didn't realise you had a big job on.
Oh, don't worry. You came just at the right time.
And now, a classic from Simon Mayo on Radio 2. Water, please. Now, as we join Simon, he's reading out an email from a listener. Now, Simon really should read these emails first before going on air, I think, because this guy's wife would have not wanted this read out on air. Simon, in future, read your emails before the show.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
I've forgotten that one.
It's been on before. She loves a bit of blue-veined cheese.
Went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
Now we're staying at Radio 2.
Now, I've got to get on a tube.
I know, sorry.
I'm going to be on the central line.
I'm sorry.
Like this.
It's fine.
Lisa Tarbuck over on Radio 2 has been covering for Simon Mayo this week. I wonder if she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
You're right, you do want to swear, and you can't!
I know. Now, this one, lads, I'll let you know, it's a long clip, and you might need to refill. I'm going to keep the clips firing at you, so once you spit, immediately refill, please. Sean, yes?
Okay, there you go.
There we are. Got him back there. Chris is soaked now.
Chucked a cup of water on him. Thank you.
So, remember, refill each time. Okay. So, with summer approaching, Lisa's got a guest on to give her some tips on how she should prepare for the hot weather.
Many people do want to do some trimming, and indeed some bushes are best trimmed now and during the spring months.
It's true. Here's another one.
We start off with a generic piece of advice, which is wherever possible, avoid doing bush trimming between March and August, because that's the key breeding season.
And refill.
Oh,
I really hope Lisa Talbot was making notes here.
It's a case that if you do have to do it, go in with caution. Watch first to see if there are birds going in and out.
And there's more. Refill.
And indeed, gently part the bushes and the branches to find out whether there is a nest in there. And if there is, then that's the point to stand well back and let nature take its course, and the bush can be trimmed a little bit later.
Oh, I hear that.
John and Each Dulwich, thank you for that. Thanks, John.
This is... I feel like I've gone through a car wash.
It's insane, I know.
Avoid doing bush trimming between March and August, because that's the key breeding season.
Mm-hmm. And that's how to do your springtime gardening.
It's a tiny bit wetter than you think it's going to be, isn't it?
I just
that little burp then.
Sorry. That happened. I thought that was going to be a burp that is internal.
It's okay.
You know, when you... Okay. Sorry.
That was good, though. A bit of springtime gardening advice there, and how you can do it without scaring away any wildlife.
Look at this.
Now, another classic, finally, from a cook abroad on BBC Two. Rachel Koo is in Malaysia, and poor Rachel has been caught out by one of the native traditions.
Before I leave, the village headman is determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
Rachel wasn't expecting that, really. Right.
The village headman is determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
Can we do one more?
Of course.
This lady's having terrible trouble. Over on the cube.
The gap between the
balls. Yes, Chris. Chris, come on. That's it, Sean.
What is that?
Get him back.
Unbelievable.
Hang on, one more. Refill. See if you can get through it, Chris, because I know it's one of your favourites. Is he just literally just throwing water over you now? Stop it, lads.
Right, sorry.
Lads.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Has no one ever done that to you before?
Oh, Chris.
I'm actually cold. I'm shivering.
Stop pouring water over me then.
Sorry.
One more.
Are you angry?
No. Okay, this lady doesn't know what to do on the cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
Often it looks that way. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Sean Walsh.
Well played, mate.
That was great. And well, good. I'm glad you poured it on Chris at the end, because sometimes he's just not wet enough. And Virtually Famous is on E4 on Monday night. Yes. Thanks, lads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm quite annoyed. I missed All Time Low.
Yeah, I'm aware that you wanted to catch up with them.
I did. We go way back, you know, like from back in the day when they first were invented. And I played them on Radio 1. Like every time Alex and Jack come in, I'd say hi, and Rian as well. And so, hi, guys. And I think they're listening on the way back from Radio 1 now. I'm sorry I missed you. But thanks for the brief show of flesh, which you gave us in the live lounge. While we were playing Innuendo Bingo, they were stood right outside the live lounge trying to get our attention. Did you see them?
And what were they doing?
Just kind of like flashing their stomachs.
Okay.
Loads of fans outside.
Yeah.
And also a real nice Radio 1 type surprise for them to get stuck in the lift on the way up here. Like actually stuck.
Like proper stuck. Not just
alarms
people stopping on every floor.
No, alarms going off stuck, had to be rescued stuck.
Nice. That's never happened to me.
But they were tweeting like selfies from in the lift going, please, please bring help. I love those lads. So rubbish, I didn't get to see them, but I know they'll be back soon. And they did an amazing live lounge earlier. They did Sia's Elastic Heart, which was incredible. Just like shows what a tight, like good sounding band they are. Excellent vocals as well.
Bit gutted they didn't do the whole Sia thing though with the hair.
Yeah, that would have been good. Right, Alex from the band has just tweeted me saying we didn't want to barge in during Innuendo Bingo, so we just thought we'd put on a little show for you guys through the window. It's a shame you didn't see it. You would have enjoyed it.
Oh, it's a shame we couldn't turn the camera around or something.
I know.
What's the deal with it? Have they played Innuendo Bingo?
I don't think they ever have.
I don't think they have.
I've just suggested it to Alex on Twitter, and I'm saying let's make this happen because it would be incredible. And as soon as I mentioned that I was going to see All Time Low in the live lounge yesterday on my Twitter, they were like, get them to play Innuendo Bingo, get them to play Innuendo Bingo. It's like, literally everyone who's a fan of All Time Low wants this to happen.
They'd love it, wouldn't they?
Yes. 100%. So, I mean, obviously, you know, serious music stuff and playing instruments and singing in that today. Next stop, getting wet. Mm. Next time they come here, I think.
Defo.
It's a shame that I didn't see them earlier, but nice of them to get stuck in the lift. Like a real nice present there from Radio 1, I think. Hey, also, there's a great picture on the Radio 1 Twitter, which is all-time low rocking the hover hand to Alice Levine. So they're in a picture with Alice, but they're not touching her. So this is the hover hand, which is used by celebs such as Will Smith, so they don't actually have to touch people. You know, because obviously when you're having a photo with someone, you put your arm around them normally. Normally your arm would like touch their shoulder. You watch Will Smith when he does it. It's just hovering.
Nice.
Doesn't actually touch the normo at all. And that's what that's what they're doing in the picture there with Alice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What happens on a Thursday is we always have our lunch after Inuna Bingo. And Will, the producer, is on no carbs at the moment. I'm also trying to be. And it's really confusing Chris.
That's unlike him as well. You've said something to him.
I haven't at all. Just cutting back on the carbs. So it always really confuses Chris. And this is why we need to do what's Chris eating, like some kind of food diary at some point.
That sounds good.
No, it does. Because it really confuses you when people like cut things out like carbs. And what's healthy and not also really confuses you.
But no, what annoys me is you then say, what should we have for lunch? But anything I suggest is a carb. Anything I suggest.
I'd like to point out to the listeners that you just asked the question, is rice a carb?
Yeah, I also was unsure about the situation with noodles. So everything's off. Now, what we're saying, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but what's couscous? Is that? Because that sounds healthy to me.
Just have a little bit of lasagna and some couscous.
It's just really unbelievable. Healthy. It's unbelievable.
And you're gutted about potatoes.
All the potatoes are off. My point being, right, if a potato's out the ground, it's fine.
Right, but it's...
Pasta, I understand there's probably you can be a bit healthier by not having the pasta.
But potatoes is carbs.
But you're ruling out a jacket potato for lunch.
Yes, I am.
What are you meant to eat?
It won't last. Meat.
I'll have some meat, please. Where from?
Maybe an egg.
A bit of rest.
Yes, let's do a real or no real special. Carb or no carb. You would lose. Also, why do you have to have what I have for lunch? Someone points out. You're your own man, do you mean?
It's a peer pressure thing.
You can do what you want.
It's just a potato, darling.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Aled here, down in Pembrokeshire.
All right, Aled, what's going on?
Well, I've found something that might quite annoy you, actually.
Oh, excellent. Are you trying to put me in a bad mood?
No, not at all, not at all. I just thought this would be a bit of fun for the listeners.
You know what happens, Aled? Sometimes I just flip.
Well, we'll soon see if that happens.
I'm intrigued about what this could be. I mean, is this reports of... I mean, what annoys you, Scott? Time-wasting annoys you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Staff who don't do or don't seem to be doing much work annoys you.
A little bit.
What else annoys you, though?
TV programmes with no point.
Like what?
Like those holiday ones where they're going to relocate to Australia, and they're like, they get a free trip to Australia, and they're like, yeah, we're thinking of moving to Melbourne, actually. And then they get a free trip, and then at the end, it's like, Bob and Karen never moved to Australia and decided to stay in Maidstone.
I know what you mean.
Why have I watched this for an hour then?
Yeah, I get that a little bit with some of those bargain shows. Like, if you get to the end of the show and they've lost money, I don't see the point.
Anyway, what's going to annoy me then?
Yeah, so I was watching Channel 4 the other day, other TV channels are available, and there's a programme, Four in a Bed.
Oh, Four in a Bed. Is this the one where they do B&Bs?
Yeah. Four in a Bed is an awesome show. I love it. It is good. There's nothing dodgy going on. They're normal B&Bs. They're not, you know...
Yeah.
And they're couples, and they run these B&Bs, and then they rate each other. It all gets very bitter.
It's like Come Dine With Me of the accommodation world.
So this one, this one was pretty... This one particular B&B was pretty special.
Okay, someone's just given me some clips here to play, so let's see what this is. I believe this is from the episode that you are talking about.
Yeah.
The second visit of the week is to Telford in Shropshire and Allscott Mill, where owners Ken and Elaine Purchase have very defined roles.
Old Scott Mill?
Yes!
Is that the name of the B&B?
Well, Well, every time I heard it, all I could hear was Old Scott Mill, but I believe it is called the All Scott Mill.
A knockout stay at All Scott Mill costs up to £120 a night.
Mills, is this your B&B?
It's weird, actually, because I do have relatives in Shropshire.
Do you?
Yes.
And do they run B&Bs under your name?
Not that I was aware, but maybe they are.
You're the new Duncan Bannatyne.
It's absolutely fantastic. It's brilliant.
With the hosts out of the way, the guests can see if All Scott Mill puts the wind in their sails.
If it's sturdy enough for us. Oh, yeah.
Listen to how much joy it's bringing Allard.
It's brilliant.
So when you were watching Four in a Bed, it really distracted you. That's what you're saying.
Well, the thing is, Chris, I actually worked night, the night before I watched this. So I actually woke up in the day and heard this on in the living room. And all I could hear was Old Scott Mill.
It's the next morning in Telford, and at All Scott Mill, one of the guests can't keep quiet about their slumbers.
I really like that it's Old Scott Mill as well. Old Scott Mill.
It's not, it's All Scott Mill.
Oh, I thought it was like old-fashioned talk for old. The Old Scott Mill.
It's the second visit of the competition to be named Best Value B&B of the Week. And at All Scott Mill in Telford, hosts Ken and Elaine...
I can see that if you've just woken up from a night shift and the TV is kind of blaring from the living room, all you're hearing is Old Scott Mills, isn't it?
That's pretty much all I hear. And I was like, well, what is going on here? I thought, wait a minute, this is it. This needs an email.
Did you originally think this was going to annoy Scott, though? Because Scott seems quite happy about this.
Well, I didn't. Well, I originally thought that he wouldn't enjoy being called old, and he wouldn't enjoy the fact that everybody's thinking it's Old Scott Mills. I thought he would find it either annoying or either really, really funny, so I'm glad he's found it.
Also, Mills will not be happy that someone else is earning money out of his name. That infuriates him.
Yeah, those teeth aren't going to pay for themselves, are they?
Shade!
I was actually thinking of having them redone as well, so it's quite handy. If anyone's listening at Old Scott Mills, my lawyers will be in touch. Think of the monies.
Oh, that's perfect.
How are your hosts at Old Scott Mill?
Just a little bit too much sometimes.
How clean was Old Scott Mill?
Just completely spotless. There's no other words to describe it.
That's
How
right.
are the facilities at Old Scott Mill? There was no toilet brush.
How did you sleep at Old Scott Mill? It was like a thunder of elephants upstairs with the feet.
they were the best, those two. They were the best. Those two, that couple were the best.
What was the accommodation like at Old Scott Mill?
How clean was Old Scott Mill?
It's hard to tell. There's no toilet brush.
It's hard to tell whether they're talking about a B&B or you.
It's quite weird. It's like a herd of elephants.
Fantastic.
So for now, Ken and Elaine can find out if Old Scott Mill has gone against the grain.
It's all I can hear now as well.
Mill, they gave us a 9. That's nice. How were the facilities at All Scott Mill? We got a 7. How were your house at All Scott Mill? 6. How did you sleep at All Scott Mill? He's given us 7. Sounded like a herd of elephants. You can't please all the people all the time.
It's true, that.
They actually played a game of they had a coconut shy in their garden as well, and they had to like knock off the coconuts at All Scott Mill.
You weren't aware of this B&B, Scott?
No, but I am now. Thanks for bringing it to my attention, Allard.
Oh, you're very welcome.
What else do you lend your name to?
There is a handprint of me at Marnwell Zoo.
Yeah, but that's just a handprint of you. That's an irrelevant fact.
It's Why got my name under it.
Yeah, but they've not named the zoo after you, have they?
Not yet.
Is that the next stage? I want to read some reviews of Old Scott Mills on the internet. There's bound to be some.
What are you doing?
I'm just reading reviews of Scott Mills on the on the internet.
What, the B&B or actually me?
Yeah, because I just think it's quite funny reading any criticism and imagining it's about you.
Right, OK. Allard, thanks so much for bringing this to my attention.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome.
And maybe you would go and stay in Old Scott Mill at some point.
I doubt that very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
In light of this recent revelation about my B&B, which I didn't know I had, I've changed one of my jingles. Ready?
This is
BBC Radio 1.
All Scott Mill.
All Scott Mill.
All Scott Mill.
That was quick.
I know, I am quick.
Mills, I'm completely obsessed with the fact that Old Scott Mills exists. A B&B named after you.
It's not named after me, though,
well,
is it?
Well, it may have been. may have been influenced by you.
What are you doing, please?
Listen, you'll be pleased to know, though, that the TripAdvisor reviews for the place is really good. But when I read them, all I do is imagine you.
Right, OK, so this is going to be hilarious puns on my name, isn't it, probably?
I treated my wife to a surprise weekend and booked Scott Mill.
Are there any more?
Yeah, there's loads. Check this one. Me and my wife had a wonderful night in Old Scott Mill. There's loads. Truth be told, I was hoping for more negative reviews so that they would talk about how dirty Scott Mills is.
And, my facilities seem quite good.
But actually, you're rated very highly.
Thank you.
In fact, this is an interesting idea. Can you review people on TripAdvisor?
I don't think so. It's just for, like, hotels, restaurants.
Let's have a look. Because the annoying thing is, right, if you type your name in on Google, it's dominated by pictures of you and stuff that you've done on the show, right? But we can't see what else happens. You've got to go 10 web searches in to find out about all the other Scott Mills that exists.
Right.
Like old Scott Mills, the B&B.
This is making me nervous.
So, for example, there's a Scott Mills in Oregon.
Wait, is it just Scott Mill or Mills?
Scott Mills.
Well, a whole town?
There's a whole town called Scott Mills in Oregon.
That's brilliant.
Have you ever been there?
Nah.
Is it named after you?
Don't think so.
Because you are the dominant Scott Mills on the internet. How good is this as well? So I've just typed Scott Mills into this website. You'll never guess what there is in Scott Mills, the town.
No.
Buck Creek Falls. And again, it rates highly. You'll be pleased to know. What about this? Camp Dakota in Old Scott Mills. But get this, on Crooked Finger Road.
Okay, I'm bored of this now.
You've definitely been there.
This isn't going anywhere.
But then, if you look further down, there's all these reviews, including you. So some of them are about you, and some of them are about places called Scott Mills.
It's a place.
So it's really tricky to establish which one. So, for example, great food and great service. Is this about you, or is it about a restaurant?
A restaurant.
It's about a restaurant, yes. You're right. Headline on this one, Strictly Come Dancing. Is it about you or is it about a restaurant?
Well, what do you think?
It's about you.
Yes.
It talks about you being dressed as a crab.
Yes.
They've given you 5 stars.
Oh.
Swayed the Night Away. Is that about you or is that about a B&B?
Could be both.
It's about a B&B, funnily enough.
Oh.
And what about this one? Scott Mills Cost Me My Dinner.
What's
is that,
that
about you or is that about B&B?
What is that?
Oh, no, I have to have a read. It's a lengthy review. Oh, it's about you.
No, what is it?
Oh, you won't like this one.
I hate this.
No, this is a bad review.
Of me?
It's a bad review of you.
What's it saying?
It's basically saying that someone went to a work do at quite a nice restaurant and the quality of food was so poor because they had to spend so much money booking you.
What was the headline again?
Scott Mills Cost Me My Dinner.
it's like a Love It magazine headline.
It is, yeah. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Alfie, who's emailed me from Dawlish off of Devon. He says, I listen to podcasts all the time because I never seem to be around the radio when you're on. Anyway, I have found a different and interesting new way of listening to the podcast using the speed setting at the bottom left of the podcast screen. Check it out. This is true, actually. If you want a different way of listening to the podcast, if maybe you do subscribe, but you're really bored of listening to our voices sounding normal, maybe you're bored of hearing us at normal speed, check this out. If you do the setting at 0.5, we sound like we've had a few drinks discussing our daily life. If you crank it up to 1.5, says Alfie, we just sound like we've had far too many caramel shot lattes. Alfie says it's proper lols.
Right, just switching it up a little bit. Yeah. I guess the other thing you can do is just pause in places and add your own music.
You can, because obviously the music from the show is not on there. So if you hate the music on Radio 1, just put your own in.
It's an interesting idea.
Thanks for that. I'm going to try that tonight. Cheers, Alfie. So 0.5, we're really slow. 1.5, you get through it a lot quicker as well. You get through a lot of episodes. Mm. Also, Beth from North Devon.
I mean,
says,
it's not a chore. We shouldn't make it sound like it's a chore to get through.
Yeah, but if you want to do cramming
today, I need to catch up on 3 of them.
Do I really have to listen to this? But if you want to cram it, you know, it's a good way to do it. Also, Beth from North Devon says, "Why did you cut short Bumble on the podcast yesterday? Apparently, it cut off at the clappy bit. Sorry, we'll look into it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Dev.
All right?
You're right there?
A little bit
I'm
paranoid.
Sorry, but it's Dev. You okay?
A little bit paranoid.
Why?
I just switched deodorants, right?
Oh.
It's like my third day using this new organic stuff because someone told me loads of scary things about aluminium.
Right.
So I asked for deodorant without aluminium.
Oh, no, you're one of those.
Oh, no. Well, first it's no carbs, then it's deodorant with no
what
aluminium.
What is it with this place? Seriously.
I know.
Well, I just don't know if it's as powerful or as strong. Smell me a little bit, please. Like, or just come near me.
No, I mean, you smell. I mean,
still working?
You smell all right.
Be honest, does it smell of like beef crisps?
Yeah.
Because that's the moment where you know it's like, yep, I haven't put enough on.
I don't think you smell great. If you want an honest answer, you don't. But you don't.
Chris!
No, but I mean, you don't smell bad.
Just right in the middle.
No, it's just.
Smell adequate.
But that's all you ask for from a deodorant, isn't it?
Just no, but you want to, like, you know when you're on the turn and it smells a bit like Frazzles?
Yeah.
Like bacon crisps.
Skips.
Not Skips, that's a whole different thing. And now here's Dev with real or, real or no real. Are these real or not?
It is someone's job to drive around Heathrow Airport in a car which has loudspeakers on top and play the noise of upset seagulls to drive the real birds off the runways.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because they do need to get birds off runways. So do they have a car with loudspeakers on top and just the noises of upset birds?
Oh, that'd do your head in after a while, wouldn't it?
Why do the birds need to sound upset to scare them off?
I don't know.
Is it the idea
seagulls.
That the bird hears it and then goes, oh no, the other birds aren't happy, something bad's going down,
or is it
we better get out of here?
Or is it that they're afraid of seagulls?
Planes have quite a big problem with, did he call it bird strike? It sounds like birds going on strike, like, we won't fly, but it's not. It's actually them flying into an engine, isn't it?
Yeah. And
so this would make sense that they would have that at an airport.
I want to see this.
Scaring off the real... for me, it's just why the birds have got to be... The sound of upset birds to scare it off.
Yeah.
But then they can't really do much else, can they? I mean, they can't have a sort of fast-moving scarecrow on the run.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The sound travels further than something like that can do.
Hang on, news just in. I've got the actual noise that they play.
Sounds well upset, doesn't it?
Oh, that is a moody,
sounds
moody
like
bird.
The noise Danny Howard makes when he's talking about reaching for the lasers.
It's not that doesn't, though, does it? Why does that have to be on every time?
It's like it's become my mission.
It sounds a bit like the noise Danny Howard makes. No, it doesn't.
Same.
Sorry, Danny.
Same. What they should do is try putting the noise of Danny Howard through the speakers.
What are you saying? They should play his show.
Doing
to scare
the lasers.
Them off.
Never
doing
said
the
they
lasers.
Should play the show. I'm saying the do 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 for the lasers.
Be gone, birds. Real or no real?
I really want this to be real. Please be real.
It would be a great job if they've got it as well. Real.
Okay.
That one is real.
Yes! What a great fact. So the car man has to dash in with the car in between flights taking off and landing to stop the birds getting run over by the planes.
Amazing.
Is the car dressed as a giant bird?
Yes.
For added effect as
well. And next.
For her birthday this year, Tom Daly bought his mum a 4-day weight loss boot camp.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Well, was it? Isn't that a little bit like when people buy somebody a gym membership?
Oof.
Never goes down well, does it? Oh, dear.
But I mean, the obvious flip side to this is it's a nice thing to do if that is what someone wants to do.
I went on one of these. I'm on one of these juice boot camps once, and there was a girl there, and I was like, "Oh yeah, how come you're here?" Then she was like, "My mum got it for me for my birthday."
Happy birthday!
Oh, thanks very much.
Was that the same thing where you went on a cruise and you got off and you could smell loads of kebabs?
Yeah, that.
I remember talking about that.
Yeah, because I've been just literally drinking juice for days.
You went on a health cruise?
No, yeah. On the last day as a treat, we were allowed to go on a boat, which unfortunately docked in front of loads of places selling meat, which is like torture when you're just drinking apple juice.
That's the one that you escaped from one night, wasn't it?
I didn't escape. So Tom Daly bought his mum, for her birthday this year, a 4-day weight loss boot camp. I think that's a nice present.
Yeah, because he's a proper athlete. I reckon it's going to be quite a highbrow, proper weight loss thing, all really nice, really classy, maybe mixed in with a bit of a spa and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, for the pamperings.
Yeah, so if your son, who's an Olympic athlete, offered you to go to one of these places, maybe you wouldn't be as offended.
I think. And also, I mean, that must be stress because, you know, if you are a mum and you put a bit of weight on over Christmas, your athlete son's going to come around at some point and go, yeah, you might want to lose that off your hips.
Do you know what? Healthy people always give healthy presents, though. You don't see healthy people. Like, do you know what I mean? The real fitness people, they're hardly going to be the ones that sort of promote.
Sorry, Dev's just really putting me off smelling his own armpits.
It's affecting my confidence. It really has. You don't think about it, do you?
I can't smell you.
You feel good, but you're all the way over there, though.
Mm.
You smell neutral. I've told you this.
Thank
it's
you.
Neither good nor bad. It's just you, right, it's not worth discussing. You don't smell of anything worth discussing.
Tom Daly bought his mum a trip to fat camp. Real or no real?
Real.
Nah, no real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. No.
Tom said this to Jonathan Ross on his chat show on Saturday. Tom said his mum was really pleased with it, but we're not sure she really wanted him to talk about it on the TV. So well done, everyone. And next.
This year, the Coachella Music Festival in California has, for the first time, its own airstrip for private jets to fly celebrities directly into the venue.
Because it's a big site, that, and it's right in the desert in a kind of basin in California. So if you were rich and famous, you'd only be doing all the walkings. You want to just be able to land right in that basin and go and see your favourite band.
I thought the point of Coachella that it was quite cool. Like, it was quite a lot of...
That sounds quite cool.
No, I mean, like, you know, like sort of bands you might not have heard of quite yet. There'll be a few big names in there, but it was still quite a cool festival. Is it gone?
Oh, I think it's still quite a lot of big names now.
All I can hope for this, because I don't know why I resent sort of this festival more than I don't know why I do. Maybe it's just because it seems like I'm never the kind of person that would be invited to it.
Mm. Bit hipster, innit?
All I can hope is that if there is a private airstrip, that they do have one of those cars with the seagull noise really loud to the point where it actually irritates a lot of people.
They'd think it was an act. What times you play in?
It is one of those. It's the cool party that we're not cool enough to be invited to.
At least you're honest.
One day.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I'm not cool.
If it's out in the middle of a desert.
Cool. You are.
I'm not, though. You're as cool as the people at Coachella.
You're cool, but
you don't have to be cool to be on Radio 1. Look at me.
You are cool, but we would never be invited to Coachella.
We're not the right kind of people.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It is fine. Is there a private jet airport, though, to take all the famouses in and just land them right near all the bands?
It's out in the middle of a desert, you're saying?
Yeah, right outside LA in the desert.
Yeah, I reckon it's true.
I'm going to go no real on this one.
That one is no real.
No.
Rubbish today.
I've got one more for you, lads. What about this? True fact or not?
Sam from Mallory Knox used to be babysat by Radio 1 Extra's Sarah Jane Crawford.
How old is she then?
Well, glad you said that.
Well, hang on. Do we know? Or how young is, should I have said, is Sam from Mallory Knox?
That's the way you should have approached
it,
Dev.
Said, isn't it? Oh, God. This is a tricky one, isn't it?
Whoa,
go on, Chris.
I don't know really where to go about trying to reason this out. But
So this is One Extra and the Extra Factors. Sarah Jane Crawford, who used to babysit for somebody from Mallory Knox.
Well, what is Sam? You usually start babysitting, what, 16, 17? Earn a bit of pocket money, you babysit.
Mallory Knox is quite young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you're quite young when you're being babysat, aren't you?
Yeah. So Sam, maybe, what, 4 years old?
Well, yeah, maybe about that age. I mean, you get babysat up to what age, is it? About 10?
Yeah, what is the cutoff age? 10? You can't sit be in a house on your own at 10 years old.
No, that's right. Okay, well, when is the cutoff you're suggesting?
13?
13.
Yeah, okay.
This is silly. So, I just need an answer for you guys.
What age were you babysat until?
Let's crack on straight to the answer.
I would. Be very careful.
I think
no real.
Sam is very, very young.
Yes.
And so this is real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah! That's amazing.
Neither Sam or Sarah Jane Crawford were keen on this fact getting out, but a secret source in the Mallory Knox camp passed us the information, so thanks,
that's good.
Mallory Knox secret person. And at the end of that round of real or no real.
Okay, I got 30, Dev got 20.
Yay. Oh, Dev, what's on today?
Rihanna's in to talk films. Also, last time I was in for Greg, there was a rumour that I might be interviewing the Bella Twins from WWE. It's on, it is happening.
No
more now
way.
After four.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Hit subscribe and you'll get this delivered to you free every single day. We're back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.